Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Acts chapter 17, verse 31. For God has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to men by raising him from the dead. This verse relates to the sentence in the second article of the Apostles' Creed. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I recently attended a children's art fair. Hundreds of pieces representing countless hours of work hung on the walls. The art was judged. White, red, blue, and judge's choice ribbons were attached to some of the pieces. A majority of the art, though, did not receive a ribbon. I would not want my artwork to be judged. Most people don't like to be judged. They don't look forward to job reviews, physical checkups, and relationship quizzes. What will their boss, doctor, or people close to them say? How will they be judged? One day, we will all be judged. In his word, God says that he has set a day when Jesus will judge the world, every single one of us. Our judge demands that we be perfect. Our sinful hearts, lying, cursing, hatred, and all of our sins testify against us. We are far from perfect. Why does God tell us this? God does not want us to falsely hope in ourselves. He tells us this so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. On our own, we are without excuse or defense. We cannot try our way out from under his judgment. No one will be declared righteous in God's sight by observing the law. Is all hope lost? If it were up to us, yes. But thank God, in grace, God intervened on our behalf and provides what we could not. God gives us his righteousness. For us, Jesus lived a perfect life, died on the cross, and rose from the dead. In Christ, God declares us not guilty. Sinners like you and me are forgiven. Jesus has bought our freedom. God smiles on us. By faith in Jesus, he gives us heaven as our eternal home. Through Jesus, you are ready to be judged. Jesus stands at your side. He points to his perfect life, his death in your place, and his resurrection. Then he points ahead as he leads you to your heavenly home with him. Dear Jesus, one day I will be judged. In humble repentance and confident joy, let me look forward to that great day. Sustain and increase my trust in you and all that you've done for my salvation. Until that day, let everything I say and do loudly shout that I love and trust in you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.